Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news early this evening, Smash has just announced that it will play its final Broadway performance next Sunday, June 22nd, at the Imperial Theater. This marks the first casualty in the wake of this year's Tony Awards, which took place over the weekend. Loosely inspired by the NBC series of the same name, the backstage comedy focuses on a group of theater artists putting on a musical about Marilyn Monroe and the shenanigans that ensue. The show is driven by songs from the series by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, and the principal cast is led by a slew of Broadway veterans. Smash received mixed reviews and was nominated for 2 Tonys, but it failed to receive one for Best Musical, and its grosses have been middling at best as of late. Last week, the musical grossed only $656,000, not quite enough to sustain a show of its scale. Smash was capitalized at $20 million, according to the New York Times, which will not be recouped. The lead producers are Neil Marin, Robert Greenblatt, and Steven Spielberg. The original Broadway cast recording can now be streamed wherever music can be downloaded. Physical copies will be made available July 25th, with a vinyl release set for September 5th. At the time of its scheduled Broadway closing, Smash will have played 32 previews and 84 regular performances. In casting news, Moulin Rouge is welcoming 2 familiar bohemians to its Broadway company later this summer. Christian Douglas will assume the role of Christian, and Ashley Loren will take on Satine starting July 22nd. Douglas will be making his Broadway debut after playing Christian for 1.5 years in the hit musical's national touring company. Loren played Satine full-time on Broadway from 2022 to 2023. Current leads Jordan Fisher and Solea Pfeiffer will both depart on July 20th. As previously announced, Douglas and Loren will begin performances the same day that Wayne Brady and Taye Diggs join the New York cast as Harold Zeidler and the Duke of Monroth, respectively. Moulin Rouge continues at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. Last Saturday night's live broadcast of Good Night and Good Luck, starring George Clooney, reached a combined 7.34 million viewers across CNN U.S. television, CNN International, and streaming audiences on HBO Max and CNN.com. This was the very first time that a Broadway non-musical had been live-streamed around the world. Per Theater Mania, it was the number one program on cable television in the United States that day. Peak concurrent digital viewing was 67.1 thousand viewers at 8:33 p.m. Eastern during Clooney's closing monologue of the performance. Good Night and Good Luck played its penultimate Broadway performance at the Winter Garden Theater that evening. Over 155,000 people got to see it live during its run. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, June 8th. The 2 top grossing shows on Broadway over these last few months both concluded their limited runs on Sunday. Good Night and Good Luck ended with $4,331,226 over its final 8 performances at the Winter Garden Theater, while Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, made $3,807,875 at the Ethel Barrymore, and at Broadway's highest average ticket price of last week. Elsewhere, Sunset Boulevard, which just won big at the Tonys, bid farewell to David Thaxton, who originated Max von Mayerling in the revival. Their grosses held pretty much steady at $1,261,214 at the St. James. Jordan Donica begins performances as Max tonight. Maya Boyd said goodbye to Anne Juliet. The show got a slight bump up to $822,331 at the Stephen Sondheim. Gianna Harris is Broadway's new Juliet starting this evening. And Hell's Kitchen slipped a bit in Christopher Jackson's first week with the musical, making $884,337 at the Schubert. Across 40 running shows last week, Broadway made over $45.7 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.